This night also, for the people of Iman faith, from Allah, it is a very big gift and reward. The virtues of this night, the blessings of this night, and the forgiveness in this night, from Allah, they are so many and infinite, without limit. And today, tonight, this is the night of Muzdalifah, and also this is the night of An-Nahr, because it's the night preceding Qurbani, sacrifice, and Hajj is proceeding, progressing anyway, alhamdulillah, and the Ayyamul Tashriq, the days of Tashriq have started, and this night is a combination of Noor, light, and apart from that, today is also the night of Eid. And for this, Allah Ta'ala, what has He preferred? Which action, which deed has Allah Ta'ala preferred? It is the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. In the hadith it is stated that today on this night of Eid, especially the words of the hadith state this, that person on the night of Eid, those who remember Allah on the night of Eid, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their hearts on that day Allah will keep alive, their hearts will not die on the day when everyone's heart will die. In other words, the day of Qiyamah. So alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. This is the ni'mah, the reward due to the company and the connection with the feet of the pious predecessors that Allah Ta'ala has given us the ability to do his dhikr on a great night. But remember one thing always, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes those people, Allah Ta'ala likes those people of faith, men and women, who after attaining Allah's ni'mas, they are grateful to Allah. They pay gratitude. But people, they become ungrateful after receiving such great ni'mas. On small excuses and issues, such a great ni'mah of the dhikr of Allah, they discard it, they shun it, they turn their face on it. This is giving no loss to Allah. All the rewards that Allah will have given to them, then all those rewards and ni'mas Allah then ends and finishes, stops. So remember this, the ni'mas that Allah has given to us are only and only for this reason, that it's due to the connection with the friends of Allah. And so we should value this. Otherwise, who gets this in their destiny? Because Allah has promised that my pious servants, if you have their company, then it's such a great achievement, such a great company, that whoever sits in the company, wherever he is, la yashqa jalaysum, Allah Ta'ala says that person will never lose out. That person will never lose out. So this, you can see, is Allah Ta'ala's ni'mah. Otherwise, who can sit on a night like this doing the dhikr of Allah? So brothers, this is my nasiha advice, that always value this, appreciate this, and control your nafs. Don't follow the nafs, that assign your nafs, hand it over to the hands of the shaykh. And however the shaykh instructs, do it that way. Otherwise, nafs will never be improved or corrected. Until you don't hand your nafs over into somebody else's hands, it will never be improved or rectified. You will do ibadah according to your desires. It will become takabbur, pride. It will become riya, pretense. It will become ujub, arrogance, self-admiration. But if you live and do your ibadah according to the choice of the wali Allah, wherever he tells you stop, wherever he says move, move, wherever he says sit, sit, then alhamdulillah, your nafs will start to be reformed and improved. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم رب ارحمهم وارحمهم رب يعني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا وشيخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين